school, it wasn't raining, so we walked home, and I said to my brother, hey, let's go the New Way. And so he goes, are you sure you know the way? I said, oh, yeah, I watched it the whole way. I know exactly where we're going. And as soon as we turned a corner, we took a left, we took a right, we were completely lost. I did not know where I was. Now, it normally only takes about 20 minutes to walk that mile home back then. It was an hour and 20 minutes later, and now it was getting dark. And my brother was getting really mad at me, naturally. I was getting a little mad myself because I go, like, I know it was here, it was there. I don't know where it was. How could I have missed it? It was just a straight road. Anyway, so I eventually sort of calmed myself down. This is before cell phones, boys and girls. No such thing as cell phones. I eventually calmed myself down. And as the lights of the town came on, because it was now, we lived right in the middle of a town, I suddenly recognized the lights of the church in the distance, the steeple in the distance, and the town hall. The town hall had a big steeple as well. And I said, I know where we're going now. Look, there's the steeple of the church, and there's the town hall. That means we live here, so let's go this way. He says, why would I believe you now? And I said, because look, it's the light. It's shown us the way. It was so dramatic. It was very good. Anyway, we found our way home, and my mother was standing at the door welcoming us home and said, where were you? And my brother says, he got us lost. He took the New Way home. And so we did. So the reason why I bring that up, boys and girls, is Lent is about coming home. And it is about when we get lost. Sometimes we know we're lost. Sometimes we do not know we're lost. It's far worse when we don't know we're lost. Now, we're all here today, gathered on Ash Wednesday, because we all admit we're a little lost. We took a wrong turn. It wasn't intentional, but we took a different way home, so to speak, and we got a little lost. And sometimes it was somebody else who got us lost because we followed our brother like me, or maybe it was like me, who we have led other people astray, and we've led them a different way, away from the Lord. And that could be in small ways. Now, it doesn't have to be dramatic ways like my story, but it could be a smaller ways in which we say or do things that are, well, we know that are not our best version of ourselves. And we know they're not the way that our parents would want us to act. There may be things we say or do to our other brothers or sisters or to our parents or neighbors or even our classmates. It's certainly not the way our teachers would have us act. And yet we continue to this. Well, boys and girls, Lent is the time for us to turn back and to come on home and to follow the way back to the Lord. Now, the question is then, what are the lights that are going to share our way? Well, how are we going to find our way? Well, the good news is every year the church gives us three bright lights to take us home. And they're here every year for us. The first light is prayer. The second one is fasting, and the third one is almsgiving. They may not seem obvious as lights, but once we start to understand what they are bright lights that show us the way home. First of all, let's talk about prayer. Prayer is an attempt for us to take note of the light that is within our own heart. Because you see, boys and girls, we believe that Christ, and when God made us with an internal beacon inside our own heart, and that light will always find our way. If we listen to it, if we uncover it, we let that light shine, we'll always guide the path home. But we have to be willing to pause and pray each day to listen carefully and unveil the light of God within us. It's there always. Let no one ever tell you otherwise. It is always there, no matter how many mistakes and how many roads we go away from the Lord, no matter how dark it seems to get, that light is always, always within us. So what prayer does is it allows us to pay attention to that light, to pause. So boys and girls, what I want you to do this year, And I'm asking all of us, if we're already people of prayer, then I'm asking you to add 10 to 15 minutes to your prayer. And boys and girls, if you haven't already done prayer each day, then I'm asking you for 10 minutes. 10 minutes each day, and sometimes you're going to say some prayers. Sometimes I want you to just pause and say nothing and listen to what God is guiding you, how God is guiding you, where he's going, so that you can learn to know that light within your own heart. Now, the second is fasting. Fasting is a bright light, and we don't give it anywhere near enough credit. What this does is it sharpens our senses. You see, when I got lost on my way home, I had to pause and stop. That was kind of like the prayer, and to realize, no, I know the way home. I know I can do this. And then I had to sharpen my senses to see what was around me that I did really know. I looked at the church, and I looked at the town hall, and I recognized these lights I know. Well, boys and girls, fasting sharpens our senses. When we give up something, when we stop doing something, then something, it's not necessarily something that we like to give up, by the way. It may be something that we really like, but we're doing it to sharpen our senses so that we can pay attention to the light around us. Pay attention to the God in others. And when that sharpens us, then we can find a way to be grateful for that light around us. So boys and girls, I want you to choose some one thing. It doesn't have to be a whole list of 10 things. Just one thing you're going to do this Lent that you're going to fast from to sharpen your senses, to pay attention to who is around you that you treasure and you give. And I want you to say to that person, whatever that person is, each day, you can say one good thing to that person each day. So it could be a different preacher each day, or you simply say, thank you for being mom, thank you for being dad, thank you for my teacher, but every day say one thing. But sharpen the senses, fast, and focus. The last one is almsgiving. This is the light for others. This is the light that shows that the light of God is in others. And when we give alms, we recognize that we are doing what we're doing. We're passing the light that we're being given to others. And so we give something to them. Now we can give our time, we can give our talent, or indeed we can give our treasure, something to them. But we have to think about why we're doing it. The reason we're doing it is because they are a child of God, and they might be lost too. They might not know where they are, or they might be just fine, but they need the light given to us. They need our love. See, boys and girls, all three of the lights are different versions of God's love for us. And so, boys and girls, we're going to do this now. We're hoping to do this for all of the days of Lent. And you'll hear me remind us. And in doing this, the theme we've chosen for Lent is to open the eyes of our heart. So we want to see with the eyes of our heart. And that's what this is all about. Seeing with the eyes of praying, fasting, and almsgiving. To see with the eyes of the heart, because God has given us a magnificent gift of his love. And if we could only see that, then we would be so much more full of joy and happiness. So today, boys and girls, in a couple of moments, we're now going to bless these ashes, and we're going to remind ourselves. Now, this is an outward sign of our lostness. That's what we're doing. This isn't a badge of honor that we wear. This is a sign on a cross that we put on our cross that says, yes, I am lost. I need the light home. I need to go the way home. This is a way for all of us to admit that we have made mistakes and we've sometimes got lost, small ways and in sometimes big ways. So boys and girls, when we come forward, we're going to come forward for communion, a couple of seconds, like as if we were coming for communion. And then what we're going to do is the response is just simply amen. We will say repent and we believe in the gospel. And that's what this is, turning around and rend our hearts back to God. So I invite now the Eucharist ministers to come forward and we'll bless these ashes.